Welcome to Sound Doctrine of Christ podcast. I'm Pastor Demas, and this is my wife, First Lady Demas. Amen. We're getting ready to do a series on the second coming of Jesus Christ. You know, so many people today, you know, they're not even aware, or maybe they just don't know that Jesus is soon to come. Jesus is coming, and he's coming back for a people, amen, that is faithful unto him. And so many people are going around doing their own things, not really aware, or they don't notice, or they just don't care that Jesus soon will come. Surely, as we're standing here, one of these days we're going to leave this world if Christ delay is coming, and we're going to have to stand before a holy God, amen, and give an account of how we lived on this earth. Amen. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to start from the sixth chapter of the book of Genesis, and we're going to be beginning at the first verse, the fifth verse, and then we're going to go to the 11th verse. And I want to show you that even in the Old Testament, you know, that Jesus said that he will not always strive with man, you see, because their days are evil, their acts are evil. Amen. And we're getting ready to read some scriptures. My wife and I, we're going to expound on the second coming of Christ, and we're going to be doing a series on the second coming of Christ. And we want to make sure that everybody is aware and have the opportunity to prepare themselves to meet the Lord. Now, we're going to come from the fifth chapter of Genesis, and we're going to start at the sixth verse, I believe. And it reads, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great upon the earth, and every imagination of his thoughts were only evil continually." Now, with this scripture saying that the whole day they were just thinking about evil. In the morning time, it was evil. In the noon time, it was evil. And in the evening, it was evil. Their thoughts was only evil continually. They had nothing to do with God. They didn't want anything to do with God. And you know, we're living in a time like this today. A lot of people, they're not concerned with God. They're not even thinking about God, but their thoughts is only evil continually. And it says, "And it repented the Lord that he made man on the face of the earth, and it grieved him to his heart." Now we're going to skip down to 11th verse. These are the verses that I wanted to get to. And it said, "The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence." And if you look at the world today, First Lady, this is what this world is about. It's corrupt. It's filled with violence. All you see is evil. When you turn on the news, it's evil. It's corrupt. Now, I want us to pay attention to this word corrupt. Now, here is mentioned the first time. It said, "And the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt." And that word is again, "For all flesh had corrupted his ways upon the earth." There that word is again. Now we see this word corrupt in two scriptures. We see it three times in two scriptures. So I have learned over the years that when you see certain words in the Word of God, you look this word up to get a clear understanding of what God was saying. Mm-hmm. So when I looked this word up, I came with polluted, that word corrupt, polluted. But that was not the word. And then I continued to look at it. Word up and came up with another word, contaminated. So that was not what I was looking for. So I continued to search the scriptures, and I came across this word called waste. Now, when you look up that word waste, that means you can't do nothing with it. You can't do nothing with waste but get rid of it, you see. And this is why God sent the flood. He did not send the flood because they was evil. He did not send the flood because they were sinners. He sent the flood because they rendered themselves useless, worthless to God.
Yes.
You see. And this is what's happening in today's society today. They don't care about God. They ain't thinking about God. They don't care about Jesus is coming. All they want to do is just live and live good and prosper in this land. Mm-hmm. You see. But there's much more to it than prosper and living good in this land. We as a people, and especially the people of God, we have to prepare ourselves to meet the Lord. Amen. And we have to do this by living holy and just before him. Because God said, "Be ye holy as I am holy." You see, and holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. Amen. But we thank God that God has given us this great opportunity through Jesus Christ to get ourselves right with him. But we got to realize that one day Jesus is coming. We're closer to the second coming of Christ today than we was yesterday. Amen. And the way this world is going today, I'm telling you, he's on his way. Amen. But we got to make ourselves ready. And this is what we have to understand. The most important thing in our lives right now, the most important thing in this world right now, is that we get ourselves ready to be God. Amen. You have anything, Moses? We must get ourselves ready to meet him. And we must do that wholeheartedly. So it's imperative that we come to church. It's imperative that we study, we fast and pray and seek God. This is the most important thing in our lives. Because surely, sooner or later, if God delay his coming, death is going to come upon us. People are leaving this world every day. Amen. I mean, every day somebody leaving this world. Every day there's babies coming in. Every day there's people coming, going out. Amen. But we got to make ourselves ready. Because sooner or later, death is going to come our way. Nobody knows the time of their death. I don't care if you're sick. I don't care if you have cancer. Because God is able to save. God is able to heal. Yes. You see. I don't see many people that had cancer and was healed. Yes. I don't see many people with different types of ailment. There's no sickness, no ailment greater than God. Amen. But sooner or later, just like Lazarus, Jesus raised him from the dead. But Lazarus had to die one more time. Mm-hmm. Amen. So he had to make sure that he was ready. Just like all the saints of old and all the saints up to this time, we got to make ourselves ready. Now, we're going to go back to the scripture. And it said, and God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. The people had rendered themselves useless, worthless to God. That's what they did. And God said that he's going to destroy man that he had created upon the face of the earth. And it repented God that he made man, you see. Because they have rendered himself. God created man to be a vessel that he could use. When he created Adam from the dust of the earth, Adam laid there. He laid there inanimated. He had no life until what God did would put himself in Adam. And the Bible said that Adam became a living soul. Adam did not become a living soul until God breathed the breath of life into him. And the Bible said he became a living soul. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And God, man was made to commune, to have fellowship and relationship with God. And it's still that way today. God want to have fellowship and union with his people. Amen. And every one of us is God's people. But if you don't live for Christ, you see, you're not a child of God, you see. And this is what we have to understand. God will not accept nothing but his holiness, you see. And he was so gracious, and he loved us so much that he gave us his characteristic, which is holiness. Amen. And I thank God for that. Amen. He said, be holy, for I am holy. So here it is. They rendered themselves worthless, useless God. God could not use them anymore because they had no desire. They had nothing for God. All they wanted to do was do their own thing. And that's how people are today. The Bible said, we're going to read the scripture, just like in the days of Noah, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Amen. We look today, they're building, they're married, they're giving in marriage, they selling, they buying. This is what they're doing. And Jesus is upon us. I'm telling you, this presidency is something bad right now. I mean, it got to the point to where you can't even hold your job unless you get that shot. You see, and that's a sad thing, trying to force something on people. But that's how it is. And the Bible said it's going to wax worse and worse. So we as a people, we must get ourselves ready. Amen. Because Jesus is soon to come. And this is the series that we're going to start. And we're going to go in more depth the next time. But I'm just trying to get an intro this time of what we're going to do and what we're going to be talking about. And we're going to have special guests on different times that we have these series. And we're going to have, you know, hopefully we'll have different pastors and pastors' wives, you know, coming in and helping sitting at this round table and giving the people a better understanding of what we should be preparing for. But right now we're just going to give, you know, just a little hit in there about what we're going to be talking about. Amen. And I thank God for this great opportunity. Amen. I mean, you have social media, so you might as well use them. Amen. And I thank God because we can spread the word to thousands of people. That's what we want to do. Our sole purpose is winning souls to Christ. We're not here to get famous. We're not here to do nothing but do the work and will of God. Amen. And I thank God for such a great opportunity. So let me finish up this scripture. And it said, and God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Amen. That's the judgment of God coming upon them, not because they were sinners, because he said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, but their days shall be 120 years. So God gave them a space of 120 years to repent, even though God knew that they wasn't. Now, the Bible said, let me go back to verse number 5. And it said, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great upon the earth. Now, when I used to read that scripture, I shot right back. One day I was studying, I was reading this, and the Holy Spirit stopped me at the point and said, and God saw. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not what God saw. It's when he saw it. Mm-hmm. God saw this before the foundations of the world. Before anything that was made, God saw, you see. Before Adam was created, God already knew what Adam was going to do, you see. But he went on ahead and made Adam anyway, because he gave Adam a will so Adam could choose to do or not do. Before he made the angels in heaven, God already knew what Lucifer was going to do. Mm-hmm. But yet God made him anyway. Because he gave man a choice, he gave man a will to choose to do or not to do. And we have a will. If we go to hell, it's nobody's fault but ours. Because we chose to go there. God does not send nobody to hell. We choose to go there. We choose to go to heaven or hell. Who's ever in heaven right now? Everybody that's in heaven right now, they simply chose to go there. Amen. And we're going to have that same choice because God has given us that same will. Amen. When I read that and I understood that, we see the intelligence of God. Mm-hmm. Nobody can point a finger at God because God simply chose, God gave us a will so we can choose not to choose. Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to turn our Bibles to, I believe it's Matthew 24, mm-hmm. and we're going to begin at the 37th verse. Amen. That's my wife's phone, but
I thought it was gone.
Amen. But anyway, we're going to turn our Bibles to the 24th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, and we're going to begin at the 37th verse, I believe. And I want my wife to read, but I'll go ahead and read the 37th verse. Amen. And it says, but as the days of Noah were, so also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that that Noah entered into the ark. Now, this is talking about what happened in the Old Testament, because the Old Testament was a shadow and type. You know, there was estimated to be 1 billion people in that first world. The archaeologists estimated to be 1 billion people in that first world, and only 8 got on that boat. Mm-hmm. Now, that is a type of the rapture of the church today. The Bible said that many shall come in my name, saying, Lord, Lord. Mm-hmm. Did we not prophesy? Did we not cast out the devil? Did we not do many wonderful works in thy name, you see? But Jesus prophesied, he said, I'll say unto them, depart from me, I never knew you, ye that work in iniquity. Mm-hmm. Jesus also said, many will come in my name, saying, Lord, Lord, and they shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Amen. We have to understand that the judgment of God is going to begin at the house of God first. Amen. The church is going to be held accountable for what they should have done. Amen. And we are called to come in his vineyard and work. As we get born again, one of the greatest things in our lives is that we have gotten born again, and then we find out why did God save us, you see. That's the two greatest things in our lives that we should find out about. Why did God save you? Amen. He didn't save you just to come to church and sit down. and then hear the word of God and go home. No, it's much more than that, because Jesus said, come in my vineyard and work. That's what he said. So we must find out, why did God call us? He called us for a purpose and for a reason. And he called us to his purpose, and he called us to his reason. Mm-hmm. Amen. Whatever he has for us to do, we must find ourselves doing it, you know, before it's everlasting too late, you see. Because he is coming, and he's coming back for a church without spot, without wrinkle, and without blemish. You see, that's when he comes. He said, when I come, this is what he said. He said, will I find faith in the earth, you see. Faithful people that is calling on his name and doing his will. I don't know about you, saints of God, but I want to be found doing what God has called me to do, you see. And that's another reason why we have this podcast, because we want to reach out to people. Amen. Let people know that, yes, he is coming, and he's coming soon. You see, God is not governed by time. He's eternal. So time has no business and got no fellowship with eternity, because eternity has no time. So he said 1,000 years is like one day, and one day is like 1,000 years. Amen. But I thank God. Listen, we're living in a time where the characteristics of Noah's day, we see it today, you see. In Noah's day, the Bible said they was eating, they was drinking, they was marrying, giving in marriage. And they doing the same thing today. Ain't nothing changed. There's nothing new up under the sun. I believe now the time that we living in is much worse. Why? Because we have technology. We have many different ways to reach out and do things like they never had before, you see. Now, there's nothing wrong. Don't misunderstand me. There's nothing wrong with technology. It's just a piece of material that we can use. But yet you can take that material and you can do evil with it. So many people have already done that. It's how you use it that makes it sin. It's not the material that's sin, but it's how you use it. But yet we have so many different ways to reach out to people, you see. But yet we take it and do other things with it. Amen. But I thank God, you know, that we still have this great opportunity. Amen. To get our lives right with God. Amen. But listen, we're doing the things, the characteristics of Noah's day, we see it today. Amen. We're eating, we drinking. You know, they throwing up apartments like it's nothing. Amen. And they just, every time you turn around, they tearing something up and building it up again. This is the time that we're living in. They try to make the world better, but they're going about the wrong way of making the world better. Amen. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, this is what he said. He said, I will draw all men unto me. We need to lift up Jesus. We need to draw people into the church, into the work of God by using his name. Because he said, if I be lifted up, he said, I will draw all men unto me. To do anything else is sin. We can't take the things of the world and bring them to the church and try to bring people to Christ. Listen, the church has become a place of entertainment. Amen. That's what's happened to the church today. Instead of lifting up Christ, they entertain the people with the world. Amen. I'm telling you, you can't draw the world with the world. You got to draw the world with Christ Jesus. Amen. So here in the scripture, 24 and 37, it says, but as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in those days they were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. People are going to be doing their own things when Jesus comes. Amen. Instead of preparing, we have to watch and pray, this Bible says, until the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But people are going to be doing their own thing. Sometimes I come to church and I'm a very observant person. And I always look around. I look at my surroundings. And I see this. And most of the time we come this way. Sometimes we come by the lake. Or when we go home, we're going by the lake. In the summertime, they're out there on their boats, doing what they're doing, water skiing, fishing. You know, just living their lives. Amen. Like nothing's never going to happen. But this Bible tells us that we must prepare ourselves to be gone. But yet people are doing their own thing. They're just fishing, they're boat out, the lakes is full on a Sunday, you see, which is supposed to be the Lord's day. Every day is the Lord's day, but that's the day that we take time out of our busy schedule and we come here with us, says the Lord. Amen. But yet people are just doing their own thing because they have no care in the world about what's going on around them. All they're concerned about is what they want to do and how they want to do it. Amen. But that time is winding up. And we're going to have to stand before God and we're going to have to give an account of how we lived on this earth. So many people are leaving this world. And you ain't got to be old to leave this world. You can be young and healthy, you see, and leave this world. Many thousands of people are doing it right now. Amen. We don't know how many people are going to leave this world just today, all over this world. I'm not just talking about the United States alone. But if you leave this world, will you be ready? Because the Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that is the judgment. Amen. The judgment of Jesus Christ. Amen. If we leave this world, we're going to be ushered straight into judgment. And we're going to stand before God Almighty, and we're going to have to give an account of how we lived on this earth. Amen.
I thank God once again for this great opportunity. And I agree with Pastor Dumas. Now is the time to be making preparation. I was just saying to some young ladies earlier today, we don't know when it's our time. But I thank God that we have this opportunity to get prepared, get ready. You know, and when they presented this podcast to me, I shared with my husband, I thank God for this part of the two, because some people don't know, and some people are where they can't come to the church. They're in their home. But you know, even in this, God has made a way that this will reach in your homes. I mean, you can subscribe, you can share now, and you can spread this gospel with us. And if you don't know the Lord as your Lord and Savior, today will be a good day to accept him as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And when he do come back, you'll be a part of that church, and you'll be saying, King of kings, Lord of lords, because he shall come back as we sit here today. And so I'm just grateful to be a part of this. I thank God for the word of God. You know, wouldn't trade this life for anything, but we have to get in a place with God. So when he come back for his bride, we'll be ready. And that's what we're trying to do today, is spread this gospel. Let you know that God loves you. It's not too late. It doesn't matter if you're 12 years old or if you're 75. God loves you, and he's going to get a bride for his son. And so that's what this is letting us know. We don't want to be a part of that waste, but we certainly want to be a people
Amen.
That's prepared and ready to meet God. Amen.
Amen. We have to make ourselves ready. Like she was saying, we don't know. Amen. And you have an opportunity, if you can't come to the house of God, amen. That's why this podcast was created, amen, that people may hear, even in their home. You don't have to come to church to get saved. God saved me. I was working at Rylette Creek, the place, the city, amen. And that's where I got saved, amen. I surrendered my life to God. Amen. That's been about over 27 years ago. Amen. And I'm still running for Jesus. And I ain't got tired yet. Amen. We're going to go back to the scriptures. We're going to start in verse number 40. Number 40. It said, then shall two be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other one left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill. The one shall be taken and the other one left. Amen. Watch therefore, Jesus said, for ye we knoweth not what hour your Lord doeth come. Therefore we must always be ready. Jesus said, watch.
Yes.
Be aware. Watch over your own soul salvation. We're responsible for our own soul salvation. And Jesus said, watch, amen, for your own soul salvation, because you knoweth not the day that your Lord cometh. We don't know when Christ comes. Christ can come today. Christ can come tonight. All we know that he is coming.
Yes.
So therefore, we must make ourselves ready, you see. So he said, watch therefore, for we know it not the hour when your Lord cometh. But thou, he said, but now know this, that in the that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would therefore watch, and would not have suffered his house to be taken. So if the good man, he's the one, the watchman, he is the one that watches over your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But listen, we must watch over our own souls, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So when we hear the word of God, we must make sure we are abided by his word, because Jesus is soon to come.
Yes.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God that I have the mind and I have the desire to live for him. You have to have the mind and you have to have the desire. Therefore, if you love God, Amen. If you have a desire to please God, this will never get boring to you. Amen. I thank God for living this life. I wouldn't change this way of life for nothing in this world. You know, you can sit back there and say, oh yeah, when I was a sinner, I did a lot of things. Oh, but when I was a sinner, I was in trouble with the Lord and didn't know it until he brought it to my understanding. And I thank God that he saved my soul. Amen. Now I'm preparing myself to meet the Lord. And as a pastor, amen, I preach nothing but the gospel of Jesus Christ. I don't try to entertain nobody. I don't try to win nobody over by being friendly. Sin is sin and hell is hell. Amen. And heaven is heaven. Amen. And I want us to have a clear understanding of the word of God. That way we can be better prepared. So when we stand before him, we can stand before him in peace. Amen. I want to stand before him and say, and hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. He said, I'll make you ruler over many. Amen. Those are the words I want to hear. I don't want to hear, depart from me. Ye that work in iniquity. I never knew you. You that work of iniquity. I don't want to hear that right there. Amen. I want to hear the good things. Yes. Amen. That God had to say about my life. Amen. And I thank God for this great opportunity. Amen. Like I said, we're going to do a series, so we may do two or three more, I don't know, different podcasts on the coming of Christ, and then we'll move on to something else. But like I said, we're going to have guests on here periodically, amen, to expound on the second coming of Christ, because this is something that we need to know, and this is something that we need to understand. Amen. It's a great part of our lives, and we must make ourselves ready. The Bible tells us to be ready, to be prepared, to watch, you see, and pray. Amen. This is what the word of God says, because Jesus is coming. This word of God is true. It's everything that we need to walk this life. But you got to have power. Amen. You got to have power to live this life. The things of Christ is simple, but you can't do them without the Holy Spirit of God. And this is what we have to understand. The Holy Spirit is the one that make us ready and keep us ready. Amen. He is the one that make us ready and keep us ready until the day that Christ come us home, bring us home. It will be by the rapture or by death. If Christ delay his coming, death is going to come upon us. If he comes for the church, we must be ready. Yes. Amen. And that's what we have to understand. There's nothing more important than that right there. It's preparing ourselves to meet God and being baptized in the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. We have to understand that when Jesus comes into our lives, the Spirit of God is birthed in our heart. But we must go beyond the new birth and be filled with the Spirit. Amen. To be filled with the Spirit is a command of God. He said, be filled with the Spirit. That's what he says. Amen. We must receive the Holy Spirit of God. Amen. That we may prepare ourselves. It's the Holy Spirit that keeps us, and it's the Holy Spirit that prepares us to meet Jesus. Amen. And I thank God for this great opportunity. Amen. We're going to go further the next time. And we want to keep praying for us. We're here at Full Gospel, Garland number 2 on Margarita. Amen. At 203, I believe, 204 Margarita Drive. Amen. And we ask that you would come and visit us. Our service hours on Thursday start at 7:30. And we have our Sunday school on Sunday. It starts at 9:45. Morning worship at 11. Then we have a 6 o'clock evening worship. Amen. Come and visit us. Amen. And you can come and see for yourself. God bless you and God keep you. Amen.
Man, God bless you.